Good evening and welcome to Woodend Creative Workspace in Scarborough. I'm here with Christina Griffiths and Graeme Shackleton. We're at the Creative Pods, which is a monthly event run at Woodend, and it's running for 9 months. It's a sort of business development programme. Now, Christina's heading this. Could you tell us some information about this programme, why it's unique and why it's here in Scarborough?
Hi, right. Well, the programme came about because I've been working with entrepreneurs. And it got enormous results by working together, by sharing ideas, by working in groups with the same goals and the same outcomes, but by solving the problems together. People were able to not only hit the goals that they thought they had, but they were able to hit the goals that they hadn't even realised that they had. So when I moved to Scarborough and I got to know Andrew Clay, we talked about the challenges for creatives. And I've already worked with quite a few creative industries and realised the specific challenges. So the pods were put together really in a unique package, in a unique way for the creative industries in Scarborough to really get results and to work together to build their businesses.
Okay. And Graeme, as one of the participants, how have you found this process? It's now the third session. The third session. How have you found it? Is it difficult, easy, organic, or?
It's been really good. It's kind of like tailored your thinking instead of like seeing everything as like one thing. It's kind of like narrowed it down into certain different kind of bite-sized bits that you can work with. So yeah, it's really good, and it goes more in depth on a more personal level as well. So it's kind of tailored more towards your needs instead of being a more generalized thing. Yeah. So.
And how's it transforming your business and your approach to your business and your network?
It's making me think more about what my target is, because before it was more like, you know, I kind of like went out and did work, but I didn't really target the work. But now I can go out and target individual clients and make that work.
Yeah. Okay, and to come back to you, Christina, what would you like the participants? There's seven participants this round. What would you like them to take away with this process, and where do you think they'll be in the direction to go in towards at the end of this process?
Well, I think everybody starts out with a goal they have in mind, and I hope that people hit those goals. Of course, all the goals are different, as we noticed in the first session, you might remember. But I really hope that people achieve bigger things than their initial goals. So I remember somebody saying they wanted to get two additional sales, and I really hope that they do much more than that in the 9 months. I hope the participants feel connected to their vision in a much stronger way, and that people raise their game. I suppose that's what the point is, because working by yourself, I think you can get into a little mind trap. And I think by working with others and by coming in once a month with a focus of growing a business means that you will raise your game. And certainly that's what I've seen in the past. And that's what I'd hope for everybody.
So this is teasing people to find out more. Where can they find out more about Creative Pods?
You can come to Andrew Clay at the Woodend Centre, and he's got a lot of information. Or you can contact me, Christina Griffiths, at Time for Change. That's TIME4change.com. So I'd love to hear from anyone who's interested in Creative Pods.
Okay, thank you very much, Christina and Graeme.